ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 19। भुवि भौमानि भूतानि यथा यन्ति अयान्ति च नायमात्मा तथेतेषु विपर्येति यथैव भूः। सिनोनिम्स भूमि ऑन द सर्फेस ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, भूमानि ऑल मटेरियल प्रोडक्ट्स फ्रॉम अर्थ सच एज पॉट्स, भूतानि व्हिच आर प्रोड्यूस्ड यथा आज, यान्ति अपियर इन फॉर्म, अपयान्ति डिसअपियर ब्रोकन और मिक्स्ड विद द अर्थ च एंड न नट अयम आत्मा the soul or spiritual identity, tatha similarly eteshu among all these products of material elements viparyati is changed or broken yatha aaj eva certainly bhu the earth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charan Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: in this world we can see that pots, dolls and other products of the earth appear, break and then disappear, mixing with the earth. Similarly, the bodies of all conditioned living entities are annihilated, but the living entities like the earth itself are unchanging and never annihilated. Na hanyate hanyamane sharide. Purport: although Kamsa is described as a demon, he had good knowledge of the affairs of Atma Tattva, the truth of the self. 5,000 years ago, there were kings like Kamsa, who is described as an asura, but he was better than the modern politicians and diplomats who have no knowledge about Atma Tattva. As stated in the Vedas, asango hi ayam purushaha, the spirit soul has no connection with the changes of the material body. The body undergoes 6 changes: birth, growth, sustenance, byproducts, dwindling and then annihilation. But the soul undergoes no such changes. Even after the annihilation of a particular bodily form, the original source of the bodily elements does not change. The living entity enjoys the material body, which appears and disappears, but the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, remain the same. The example given here is that pots and dolls are produced from the earth, and when broken or destroyed, they mingle with their original ingredients. In any case, the source of supply remains the same. As already discussed, the body is made according to the desires of the soul. The soul desires, and thus the body is formed. Krishna therefore says in Bhagavad Gita 1861, Ishvarah sarvabhutanam hridayese arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Neither the super soul, Paramatma, nor the individual soul changes its original spiritual identity. The Atman does not undergo birth, death, or changes like the body. Therefore, a Vedic aphorism says, Asango hi ayam purushaha. Although the soul is conditioned within this material world, he has no connections with the changes of the material body. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Desa Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Today is also Pusha Purnima, Sri Krishna Pusya Abhishek. So at the end we will discuss something about this also. So in this portion of Srimad Bhagavatam, this particular verse is spoken by Kamsa, but Kamsa, here Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Parikit, what Kamsa says to Devaki and Vasudev. Almost starting from 14, verse number 14 to text number 24, this is Kamsa's description. Why and how Kamsa describing? The eighth child was the final match. Kamsa went to kill, but he found out that the eighth child is a baby girl, is not a boy. But still he said, I should not take any chance. Better whether boy or girl, so danger, I should kill her. So take that baby girl, snatched from Mother Devaki. She was crying and begging. And then she was trying to kill. He has practiced like all other child. She was dashing against the stone. But somehow or other, that baby girl was not ordinary girl. She was Durga Devi. She slipped from his hand. Oh, he said, from my hand? That newborn baby went out, slipped from my hand. Look up, And then so he was trembling with fear that Devi is just Bhuja Durga, 800 goddess Durga, and Kamsa was Sakta, Devi Bhakta. And Ja Devi Sarva Bhutesu. So Kamsa is and that Ashtabhuja Devi was shouting at Kamsa. He said, "You rascal, how come you dare to do like that? Unnecessarily you are killing the child of Vasudeva and Devaki. You don't know the whom you are fearing. That person has already taken birth. Somewhere your Kala, that eighth boy, has already taken birth somewhere. Why you are killing unnecessarily the innocent boys, child of the Vasudeva and Devaki?" So by hearing this words from the worshipable demigoddess Durga, and Durga was shouting Kansa with angry voice, looking angrily at him. Kansa was trembling with fear. Kansa was thinking, "Oh my goddess Durga, Durga Devi holding eight celestial weapons in her eight hands, and all celestial uniform, everything Durga Devi." So by seeing her in this particular form, Kansa was really fearful, and he was thinking, "Somehow or other, due to some special piety, I have done somewhere some pious work, that's why she is not killing me. Otherwise, what can I do to protect from her anger? If you would just glance with angry glance, then he would have finished me. If she would throw any of her weapons, then I would have finished with all my associates. All the jail will be finished. But somehow or other she is not doing, because I am her devotee. I used to do Chandi Pat and Durga Puja too. So that's why somehow or other she is just shouting at me and not killing me. If millions of Kansa will come together, they cannot protect from the anger of that Devi." So she was really trembling with fear. And then after Devi's instructions, Kamsa went back to the jail again. Now he is totally in the mood of repentation. He is repenting. "Oh, why I killed unnecessarily." And with totally in broken heart, he went inside the jail and opened them up from the binding, and is praying, "Oh my dear sister, oh my dear brother-in-law, please don't mind." Then he started giving them Atma Tattva Gyan. That shows that even at that time, in the beginning of the education, this Atma Gyan was giving. That was in syllabus definitely. Otherwise, how come he... A compulsory syllabus also, compulsory course. Otherwise, optional, some may not take it. But everybody, even asuras, they know this Atma Tattva. But Prabhupada is saying they are better than the modern politicians, diplomat. We don't have. Now, in the whole world, there is... this subject is not in any syllabus in anywhere, in any educational institution, Atma Tattva Gyan. But at that time, 5,000 years ago, Sri Sinita Gaur Sundar ki, Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Radha Sam Sundar ki, Vaisakhaji ki. So at that time, even the common people, the demons even, they used to read these things and they used to know these things. But because their nature was demoniac, even they know the Atma Tattva, but still they are not following it. They will cheat and make trick and politics and do other things, but when the things goes out of their hand, so then they will speak about dharma, Atma Tattva. And Kamsa, now he is speaking to Vasudeva and Devaki and begging forgiveness and telling that, "See, my dear brother-in-law and sister, actually I should not kill. What can I do? Actually, everybody in this world, material world, is destined. Karma is more powerful. Actually, I don't want to kill, but they are destined to kill in my hands, so what to do? I only do whatever their destiny is there. Otherwise, you are my dear sister. I was driving you, but then Kamsa is thinking, this is big mistake on part of me. Why? No, because I believe that demigods should not speak lie. Usually, Deva, Satya, but Devatas, according to rule, they will never speak lie. And Manusya, according to their needs, they can speak lie or truth, something like that. Anurtang Manusya. So, he is saying, but I was thinking that Devata will never speak lie, but now I am confirmed that Devata is also speaking lie. I just foolishly rely on their words and kill all your childs, so please excuse me. And then he speaking this Atma Tattva Gyan, that Atma is Avinasi, imperishable. This body is finishing like that, so please don't mind. Actually, it is there in their karma, they are supposed to be killed by me. And many vividly describing Atma Tattva. Actually, the materialistic person, those who are not good in spiritual knowledge, in devotional science, they like to speak about Atma Tattva Gyan. And by speaking little bit they know, by speaking that they feel very proud. Oh, we know better than everybody. So, like Kamsa, so all these materialistic leaders, if something happens, they will speak something, Atma Tattva, and feels that they know everything. But they will not follow it. Only to instruct others, advise others, they will speak, but they themselves will not never follow it. This same Atma Tattva now, Kamsa is speaking to them, that Atma is Avinasi, why you are thinking, when the Akashvani happened, that he will kill. So you should think anyway my body will be killed, I am Amar Ajar, I am indestructible, this is quality of soul. So why you didn't think, why you did like that? So at that time, that knowledge was not working. Now because his samarthya, by seeing Durga Devi, is totally demoralized and full of fear. That's why he is speaking this religion. Atma Tattva, just to pacify them. So, somehow or other, Kamsa, because he is very, very fearful now, what Durga Devi chastises him, so that's why he is telling all this Atma Tattva Gyan to Vasudeva and Devaki. And in this course of description, Kamsa is giving this particular text today, that you know, you are also an intelligent person, don't think that I also studied this course, you also studied this course, both we have done Bhakti Shastri, so, you know that soul is imperishable and the body is only perished, and he is giving a nice example in this verse. It is just like why you are lamenting. You should not lament, because just like from this earth, many parts and many other items they are making, earthen parts or dolls or deities, many things we are making from the earth. But then as per time, it breaks, finishes, and again this earth makes into the earth. So there is no loss to the earth. Earth remains like earth, either in the raw earth or in the form of pots or in form of anything. Earth is earth, remains like earth. So, like that, this body is made of this panchabhuta, earth, water, fire, ether. So, they, after finishing, then go to their original ingredients, mix with them. So, and the soul, the dehi, that will never, na hanyati hanyamane sarire, na jayate mriyateva. The soul has no birth, no death. And nobody can harm also to soul. No way. So please don't lament. because their soul, nothing will happen to them. They will not die. Only according to their karma, this thing happened. So this philosophy he is not applying to himself. He is only telling now to get them pacified. In this particular verse, just like in here, the earthen parts and earth, they are compared to the earth compared to soul, and earthen parts. Earth compared to panchabhuta, and earthen parts are made of that, and the spirit is totally out of it. He has nothing to do with this material elements or to the product. When the products will finish, the elements will mix with the elements, but that spirit is there, nothing to happen. And there is no loss of the elements also. Elements are converted to some matter, some parts or something. When they finish them, so like that, since time and immemorial, many, many, many souls, they are accepting body and rejecting body. The body is getting, and that is the six transformations in the body, Prabhupada is telling. The body is taking birth, then growing, then staying for some times, then some byproduct, producing something, and then started dwindling, and then finished. So that is happening to any material thing, material product. Everything goes through these six transformations, but the soul not. Soul is avikari. It has no changes, nothing happened to it. So that's why, please don't lament, and excuse me, somehow or other this thing happened. Actually, I suppose not to do this, but somehow or other this devatas. So he is giving blame to devatas now. These devatas, they pushed me. They announced, you know that, no? You were in the also car when I was driving you. I had so much affection and love for you people. I was driving you people towards your home. But these devatas, they are speaking lie, see. And because of them only this thing happened. So please don't blame me for anything. And even after that, when I was thinking the first child, when Vasudev brought to me, I was thinking I should not kill this first child. You know, I will take only step for the eighth one. But then Narad came and he builded me. So these devata and rishis, I don't know why they are doing like that. They just push me to do all these things, adharma. I am dharmavadi. I want to do religious things. I don't want to do any sinful activities. But somehow the devatas and rishis, they are forcing me to do all these things. What can I do? So please understand my situation. I am not like that. I am your dear brother also. We had lot of affection and love. But because of them, the devatas and rishis, this is Vidhata Daivavani, and then Narada also convinced me. And then I did all these things. But anyway, this is my foolishness to follow them. Now I understood I should not follow devatas and rishis. I should not follow them. This mistake is in my part, this mistake. But you should not lament also. You should excuse me. Because anyway, all the entities, they are forced to go through their karma. They have to suffer their previous karma. That is law. You know that also. I know also. They have to. If they have duration up to that period, they have to die in this world. So what can I do? And he is not thinking that if my duration is fixed, then why I am fearing so much, doing all these things? Killing eight child, putting them into jail, all this. Only telling them, so every single living entity, they are forced to suffer from their previous karma. So maybe this child, those who are killed by me, they are destined to kill by me.
So what can I do? I am forced to kill them and they are forced to kill by me. So please, don't worry. Nothing. Now I will give you all pension and everything. Nicely you can stay. So we have now resume our friendship again. Forget everything. You are my dear sister, you are my dear brother-in-law. You go ahead like that. So all these things he is doing because he is very, very, very fearful by the chastisement of Goddess Durga. And now he is in full of tension also. What? The Durga only told that this is uselessly you are killing them, but the person who you are searching for, your killer, he has taken bath somewhere. And she didn't tell the address. No address, no telephone number, nothing. So that's why he is again in full of tension, what to do. But anyway, so Kamsa is pacifying Vasudeva and Devaki because he is repenting about his mistake, about his sin, and thinking that such a high grade sin I have committed, how can I do like that? So anyway, she is repenting and begging excuse and pacifying them. So this is the mood of asuras. But Prabhupada is pointing out even today's the jananetas are better than his mood also. They don't have any knowledge of these things at least. Then so this is we can see, though Kansa has this knowledge, but this knowledge he is not utilizing for himself. Only when he is in dangerous position, he wants to speak like that to get saved. So this is Kamsa's crocodile tears. He is trying to cry in front of Vasudeva and Devaki to get excused from them. So today also is Pusha Purnima, the last day of Pusha month, Pusha Masa. It's Purnima. Somewhere it is described that in this particular day, Pusha Purnima, Lord Ram had his Rajyabhishek. Because Lord Ram came back in the Pavali time, and then to settle down everything, make arrangements, because all the Banaras and Vibhishan, everybody they came to settle down. It took some time, month or two. So then the Vasishtha, Bamadeva, Javali, all these rishis, they find out the nice day, this Pushya Nakhetra, Pushya Purnima Tithi, they did the Rajyabhishek of Lord Ram. A very jubilant festival. So following that, and also today is the last day of Pusha and Magha Masa starts. So Magha Mela in Prayag, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, in this Prayag Khetra, those who are want to do Kalpavasa, they will go from today. Today is the first day, the most auspicious day to start Kalpavasa. They will take bath in the Sangam and take Sankalpa from today. Today is Sankalpa Din. To take Sankalpa to have Kalpavasa. It is explained in Puranas, if somebody do the Kalpavasa of the whole Magha, every day take bath, and from today, from Pusha Purnima to Magha Purnima, then the gateway of heaven will open to them. So thousands and thousands of Sadhalu, dharmic people, they wish to get together for Magha Mela in the Prayag Khetra. This is also famous. This starts in Pusha Purnima. This starts in Pusha Purnima. And Pusha Purnima, because in Pusha Masa, those who are growing paddy and other things also, this is they will get the their paddy. So they will take the Navanna Bhakhyan. They will eat the new grains. In Assam side, their Pusha Purnima is Navanna Bhakhyan Utsav. New grains they will accept. And those who are followers of Shaktas, they consider, that is described in Purana also, that Goddess Durga, here also Durga Devi's name is come, Goddess Durga will accept the form of Shakambhari. This is called Shakambhari Purnima also. Shakambhari means, it is described that once upon a time, for 100 years there was no rain. No rain for 100 years. And so people were dying out of eating. Nothing is there, everything is finished. So Durga Devi, she appeared and in a special form. This form is called Shakambhari, and she had thousands of eyes in her body, and she started crying. Started crying, and the tears come down from thousands of eyes, and the whole earth flooded with tears water. And then all sabjis, everything will started growing. Greenery starts coming. So in this particular tithi, in Pousha Purnima, the Shaktas, they considered it as Shakambhari Purnima. They will decorate demigods Durga in that particular Vesa, Shakambhari Vesa, and they will offer Shak Sabji, because she produced by her grace, which happened. So this is the way the Shaktas, they perform this Pousha Purnima. And in Jagannath Puri, it's very, very ancient temple. In this particular Pousha Purnima Tithi, you know, in Jagannath temple, Jagannath used to have Swarna Vesam, golden Vesa, only in 5 times in a year. And this is day, one day, out of this 5 times, one time Jagannath Pradeshudra will in golden Vesa, Suna Vesa. 4 times Sunavesh happened inside the temple, 1 time outside the temple in Rath, in Rath Jatra time. And so it is Pousha Purnima is Sunavesh, Rajvesh, because Lord Ram becomes Raja after coronation, and Lord Jagannath also, he will become Surnavesh, Rajvesh, and he will have his Abhishek also. That's called Pousha Purnima Abhishek, but he will not get Abhishek in flowers that we are doing. He will get Abhishek with ghee. Because it's such a cold, how can they put flowers in him? So lot of ghee. So the Archa Vigraha, the Chalanti Vigraha, Jagannath, the Madan Mohan, Nada Madan Mohan, Krishna Balaram, Ram Krishna. So they have particular ceremony. Even Lakshmi Devi, she will come from Lakshmi Mandir to Jagmohan with Palki. And then they will have the Mangalacharan puja, and then Abhishek with ghee. After ghee, Ghrita Abhishekam, then they will have the Sunavesam, all golden ornaments. Lakshmi Devi will see that, then after that, will bhoga arti, then she will go back. So that particular festival used to have, they used to do in Jagannath Puri each year in the Pousha Purnima. Pushya Abhishek means following the Ram Abhishek. Jagannath is also none other than Lord Rama. So he will do this Abhishek with ghee, not any other, it's only ghee. And then he will have his Swarna Vesam. And in the Raja also, the Gajapati Maharaj, he will have also special puja. All the Brahmanas, Pandas, they will come and bless and give gifts to king. The king will have his king base with sword and everything. He will sit with queen and they will give their gifts, and the Brahmanas will give their dust from their feet. So this ceremony will happen in Jagannath Puri. I don't know, in Vrindavan when Krishna and Gopis were there, they also performed this Pushya Abhishekam. This type of cold was there at that time or not, I don't know. Because in past time of Krishna, we are seeing mostly Grishma Rutu and Barsha Rutus are prominent. Cold was there or not, because Krishna was neither wearing footwears. They forget about socks. He is not wearing any chappal because he is Gopal. And not wearing any sat, nothing. So if heavy cold like this happening now, then how they will take cows to the grazing field in the forest? It's difficult. So much fog and so much cold. Maybe some cold according to the desire of the sakhis and sakha and gopas will happen, but not like severe cold like now. So in all lilas, it is described that they will put sandalwood. Sandalwood props, chandana vesam, all these things. Even puspa vesam, but puspa vesam in this severe cold, very difficult. You will put 4 or 5 layers of dress in your body, and then what is the use of puspa? Puspa vesam. But I heard somewhere that one time Prabhupada also mentioned that this Pusya Abhiseka Pusya Punnima is a festival in Vrindavan. Like he was telling that Krishna was like a toy in the hands of the gopis. They used to play with Krishna in various places. They will get together many gopis and they will play with Krishna different play pastimes. So in this particular Pushpa Purnima is very, very auspicious. According to Puranas, in Pushpa Purnima Tithi, somebody do charity, tapasya, dana, snan, everything is very auspicious. So all the gopikas, they decide, okay, today is such a auspicious good day, so let us have some special program. What? Now oil decorative. In Vrindavan, even the tulsis are disappearing. You are putting a heater here, otherwise they will disappear. Flowers also disappear, the heavy fog and heavy cold. But how they will get so many flowers? Definitely at that time, I don't think that this set of weather would be there. So they collect varieties of fragrant flowers and they make puspa besam to see Radha Krishna. All sakhigan, sakhis, they decorate puspa besam, bada singara besam, special decoration of flowers only, flower petals. So, and after decorating with full vanamala flowers, then the gopikas, they started kirtan, the big feast, then with palanquin, they will take them for darshan. They used to have like that kind of festival. But somehow or other, in ISKCON, it is famous nowadays, Sri Krishna Pusya Abhishekam, not Pusya, Puspa Abhishekam. They are telling Pusya Abhishekam, but doing Puspa Abhishekam. It's Pusya and Puspa, there is different words. And different matter, different things. But somehow or other, they said anyway, Krishna also told in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam Yomi Bhaktya Prayachati. So anything, any flowers and fruits or water, everything you offer Krishna with love, then Krishna will offer that love. So in prema, in bhakti, we can offer Krishna anything. So the main thing is bhakti, the love. So that's why the devotees of Lord, out of their love, and they want to decorate Krishna with special flower and do avishekin flower. In different color, different fragrant, they want to do flower petals avishek. I don't know from where it started, when it started, but somehow or other it's going on since some years. You can see in internet, Krishna Prusya avishekam immediately comes. In this temple they are doing that many quintals of flowers and that the budget, this. So, but if you go from the root, Pusya is different, is a Pusya Nakhetra and Pusya Masa, nothing to do with flower. But how some other flower, Abhishekam, and the word Abhiseka means Abhitaha Sikta. Sikta means getting wet. How in flowers you get wet? So, but anyway, out of love, anything can be done. Krishna accepts the love. So, it's a festivity. Krishna likes Utshavas, Utshava Priya. So, if there is any opportunity, the devotees want to make a festival out of it. So if they don't have something, so Pusya Abhishek, then they okay, Pusya Pushpa Abhishek we can do. So somehow or other they are collecting different places, different kind of flowers, different colors of flowers, different fragrance of flowers, and tons of flowers in main mandities, and they will do Abhishek with flower petals. Any festival means two things must. Anything, if in temple also we will have any festival meeting, two menus, in our agenda, meeting agenda, two topics must will be there. And that must topic, what is the menu and venue? That is our festival agenda. Isn't that it? Festival meeting means where to eat and what to eat. Menu, decide the menu and what, that's it. Anyway, that is the main agenda. And another two items of festival is chanting and dancing. Chanting, dancing and feasting, this is festivity, everything. So, in ISKCON, this Pushpa Abhishekam ceremony, they used to do in this Pushya Purnima, and they used to collect different varieties, colorful flowers, and they want to, and even they do the Pushpa Besa, those garments, deities will wear, they also made of flowers, artistically. And the Pushpa Abhishekam, and of course any Abhishek, whenever do any Abhishek special kirtan, chanting and dancing will happen, and feasting will be there definitely. Without feasting, all festival is zero. That is the main event of any festival. So that should be there, and then chanting and feasting while the flowers are there. And tons of flower petals they'll put on the deities, and the deity room almost full of flowers, and they will throw it to the public. And public with dancing mood, chanting and dancing with the flower things, just like Holi Utsav, they have to throw holis, that red color powder. So like that colorful flowers they will throw each other, flower petals, and this is a special kind of festivity for the pleasure of Lord, the Lord Shiv, Sri Radha, Sam Sundar. So, flower petal, Utshav, Pushpa Utshava, and for that Pushpa Utshava, special kirtan, special dancing, and special feasting, and doing. But I was discussing today with Mukunda Prabhu, you are not doing something? In Mayapur, Mumbai, everywhere they are doing this colorful flower festival. Today Pushya was a flower festival. Mukunda Prabhu told, we are following the scripture. This is Pushya Abhishekam, it is not flower Abhishekam, Pushpa Abhishekam. Yes, Pushya Abhishekam, what I told, according to scripture, the Abhishek should be in ghee. Though in Orissa, such a heavy cold or fog was not there, but still, Lord is not accepting flower. He is accepting ghee in Abhishekam and getting decorated in all gold ornaments, Rajavesam. So this Rama Rajya Abhishekam, and then following this Abhishek, because this is the one of the best tithi for starting anything, the most auspicious tithi. Any auspicious things, any pious things, snan, dan, tap, any beginning of any things, that is very, very auspicious. So, following the Rama Rajya Abhishek, all the kings, big people, they will have their special puja, if not Abhishek. In this cold, they will put some water there. Nobody want to take bath. Anyway, Lord will accept bath in ghee. So that is the happening. But anyway, the modern and Vedic Pushpa Abhishekam, that is the festival. Anyway, today is the most auspicious day, Pushpa Purnima, because the first day of Magh Mass. The whole Magh Vrat will be there. And this will start from today only. The Sankalpa Day will start from today. So this is Samahada Pushya Purnima Sri Krishna Pushya Abhishekam. Hare Krishna. Any comments or any question? Yes.
After Kamsa was just at the yoga maya,
yeah.
he became very fearful and would make all these prayers.
Yeah.
He's a demon, so he was fearful. But when Vrikasura, the son of Shakuni, was given a benediction by Lord Shiva,
yeah.
and then he tried to touch Lord Shiva's head, Lord Shiva became very fearful. He's mildly a great Vaishnava. He was traveling all over in fear. So how is it that Lord Shiva became fearful of this demon?
Shiva is not fearful of the demon. Shiva is fearful of his boon only. And my things will attack me. Demon was nothing in front of Lord Shiva. Because he empowered him, his energy, his power, his fearing up. He immediately used this energy for me to finish me off. That was fearing. Again.
For example, there are two persons.
Mm.
One is not a knowledge, and second one is a knowledge.
Yeah.
And in both, the person commits sin.
Yeah.
So, the person who is a knowledge should be punished more severely.
Exactly. Yes.
Because he was a knowledge. So,
yeah.
But at the same time, Prabhupada is appreciating that he was a knowledge.
Yeah.
So, these two things seem to be contradictory, so how to understand this?
Why contradictory? Even if his knowledge, he will get severe punishment too.
Yes.
Yes. He is a foolish one. If you have knowledge, why not you, why you are committing sin again? You know, he will get severe punishment.
Yes.
Yes. But somehow or other in this context, Prabhupada is telling at least he had that knowledge. He had read that Bhagavad Gita or something, he had Atma Tattva Gyan. But now, no. Question of Atma Gyan. That's what is making this point. Yes. You got it? Also there. Thank you. But in Bhagavatam it is mentioned she has eight hands and eight weapons holding. Not pancha bhuja, ashtabhuja. Here in Bhagavatam the name Durga is given. Yes. Yes. Mentioned Durga Devi. So which is more authentic, photo or Bhagavatam?
those who are ignorant, they are making photos according to their notion. But the Ashtabhuja Devi. Durga have different besam, different photos. Just like it was Sakambari besa also. So these Saktas they know. Yes, Durga. Because if Jogamaya or something is simple lady, then Kansa will not become fearful. Because Kansa is worshipping Durga only, eight puja Durga. That's why that form, oh my worshipable goddess, you are there. That's why become fearful. Okay? Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki, Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki.